This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, yeah, we're back. It's the worst day of the week on the WIP afternoon show.
Elliot's fine.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. As Ike always says, Tuesday's worst day of the week. Ike, how you feeling on the worst day of the week?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Listen, I'm glad you're adopting that sort of mantra.
I'm in.
But I will say this.
Okay.
Tuesdays being the worst day of the week excludes the fact that Elliot is on with us for an hour.
Well, today. Or it depends on who you talk to.
Well, I'm just saying for me.
Yep, you love
it. It's
Elliot.
What I look forward to.
You love
Tuesdays.
It's
the only thing I look forward to on a Tuesday.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, we got that going on. No baseball last night. Great job yesterday, fellas, as we celebrated 5-5 day.
Yep.
BG day. No baseball last night, Mr. Baseball. Holler at your boy.
Baseball's back tonight.
Yeah, back tonight.
There we go.
World Series rematch.
20 years
ago. Yeah. It still counts.
Well, it's a rematch for them, though. They're going to get their revenge.
Yeah.
They were the Devil Rays then, right?
No, that was the first year they were the Rays.
Oh, first year they were the Rays.
Yeah.
Well, and real quick on BG Day, is May 5th forever now BG Day? Do we do this every year now? Is there BG Day every year? Does he own 5-5 now?
Be a good move by the city.
Yeah, good move by the station. Yeah. Lakin, you listening, Lakin?
Well, are we doing BG Day again next year?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every 5-5.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that. It's great. Maybe some other.
Well, I guess you don't love Brandon Graham like
love
I do.
Brandon Graham.
It doesn't seem like it. Big show, as Ike mentioned, Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3. I do want to start with yesterday, which was a great day. Thank you to Doug Peterson, who joined us. We will replay that interview if you happen to miss it. It was a great time we had with Doug. We'll play that at 4:30. Nick Sirianni was great. Chris Long was great. The entire day was absolutely great. BG at the event, on the radio, everything was great. And we had a chance, and Brandon Graham, one of the couple players who won 2 Super Bowls with the Eagles. So we had a chance to talk about both, right? We had a chance to talk about the 17 Super Bowl, and we had a chance to talk about the 24 Super Bowl that they just won. And as we're talking about both of them, it just seems to me like the team in 17, this is not to downplay this year. It just seems like the team in 17 means more to people. Like there's something about not even just the Super Bowl, but the team in general. And it actually hit me when we were talking to Chris Long. And we're like, here's this guy, only here 2 years. But for some reason, people think about Chris Long as this like forever Eagle, beloved here. It only played here 2 years. And as we were talking to our guests, as we were talking to the callers, as we saw people at the event, it just seemed to me, and putting it in the framework of Brandon, that the 17 team means more to people than the 24 team does as of yet. I agree with it. I mean, for me, it's that too.
Means more?
The team means more.
Yeah.
Which one do you think? Which team means more
to
you?
Well, the win means more because it was the first win.
That is part of it.
It's
certainly part of it. Yep.
I'll start there with the win being more significant because it was the first Super Bowl for the city. But the team meaning more. Oh, man. It's a tough one. Man, it's like choosing between two kids.
Yep. And they're both straight A students.
Oh, man. I got three kids. Believe me, there is a pecking order, but I'll never say it. I'll never say it publicly. But I'm going to go with this year's team.
Really?
I think this team, I know because we're so close to it right now, and because of the way the game played out in such dominant fashion, it may not have the same sort of nostalgia that the first one had, right? And so you know how you move further away from that first one and you start to – you think back on it and you reminisce and what that was like. So you think more fondly of it. Mm-hmm. I get it.
As time passes.
I get it. I think eventually that's what this one will be because of how dominant the team was all year long. The level of talent on the team, the sustained power of the team, meaning that, you know, no disrespect to the guys in 17, but that was just about it for the 2017. That Super Bowl team, it was that year. They never looked like that before then. They never looked like that after the Super Bowl. It is strictly that 2017 season that team is sort of remembered for. And as far as this one goes, the majority of these players were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yep.
Right? And then you get the guys who weren't there who are added to this roster that actually won the title, and these are going to be fan favorites for a long time. Again, no disrespect to some of those guys on 17, and we know the core four plus Nick Foles will probably always be attached. Wentz, just by proximity, will be attached to that team, although not as beloved as those other players.
Doug,
obviously, as the head coach, he'll always be attached to that and be beloved. But I think this team is the one. I think this team is the one that we stick our chest out with and say, we're with those other great organizations. This was the Super Bowl that actually solidified us where we always thought we were supposed to be with the teams that won multiple championships. You know, when Howie says, he said this a couple times, and it's not by mistake. He's mentioned, and I'm paraphrasing, about how the first one felt like it was luck. It was lightning in a bottle. It came out of nowhere, right? You did it. You broke the seal. You finally got one. This one solidifies it. This one says, no, it wasn't luck. We can do it again. This is who we are. We're a championship organization. So when I look at this team, this is the one where I'm more or less sticking my chest out, and I'm saying, yeah, you may have that team, your teams may have had those players, but this team right here, this 2024 Eagles team, I'll stack this roster up against a whole lot of other championship teams and feel good about it. So this is the one for me. This is the one that I felt like I grew with this team. I got a couple years invested into these players.
215-592-9494. On the heels of BG Day, which team means more to you, the 2017 team or the 2024 team? And I do think there is something about the fact that nothing happened before and nothing happened after that makes 17 a little more magical to me. You know, you can look at it one way. You can look at it lucky or you can look at it as magic. I think for me, I think about those guys not doing like Corey Clement, you know, like LeGarrette Blunt, like all came from all different ways.
Another one of my favorites,
but just like
a lot of good guys.
These guys seem like they seem like a movie to me in some way, which is why I think it means more to me. Jack, where are you on that?
Yeah, but I do think that this, I know right now because it's a blowout, we're going to look at it and be like, you know, the game wasn't too exciting. It's probably the wrong term, but you understand what I mean.
No, you're right. No, a lot of people, it was sort of a boring game after the second quarter.
Sure.
But I think like 10 years from now, we're going to be like, dude, we kicked the Chiefs' ass.
Right.
You know, like up and down the field, and it was really 40-6. But, like, it really
that's going to be a show one day, by the way. That where we,
it was really
40-6. Well, we plant our flag and we change the score.
Like, WIP needs to basically bully the NFL into changing the score.
We can do it.
40-22 with an asterisk.
We can do it.
You know what I mean?
You should have an asterisk.
But it's still a 17 team. It just is. And I know that those guys aren't going to be as great of players, but that's almost what makes it cool. It's like those guys turn into folk heroes and all played above their, you know, out of body experiences almost in a way. Mm-hmm. And I think the game did factor into why we feel about the team the way that we do. You know, last year's team just showed how dominant they were. I don't know if we'll ever see a more dominant team than last year's Eagles team. But I think the way in which that game played out and Brady and Gronk and the up and down the field and the no defense and the needing hero plays, like, I think the game also contributed to why the 17 team has a deeper connection.
215-592-9494. Which team means more to you, the 17 team or the 20? 2024 Eagles Super Bowl team. Man, two Super Bowls. We do have a next.
Yeah, you ever think we get to argue about that?
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, which
yeah,
Super
we
Bowl
argue
is
about
better?
Which Super Bowl is it means most to you,
dude? The 2015 Eagles fans would kill us right now. You're arguing over which Super Bowl team you like better. They would think they'd died and gone to heaven. By the way,
just asking questions.
Yeah, we do have a next question today. Speaking of questions, on 2004 was the final episode of Friends. 54 million people watched the final episode of
what
Friends.
What a loser.
So for today, next question is going to the losers. Everybody watch that show.
Dude, Friends sucked. Come on.
No, it didn't. Don't yes, be one of those people that says, no, yeah. It sucked. It did suck.
Yeah, well.
2004, you were 9 years old.
Dude, I was in fourth grade. Don't worry about it. I knew it sucked.
All right. So for next question today, call out, we'll talk about birds, but also we're going to get a notable finale. So it can be great or it can be horrible. We'll just say notable finale. Can be TV, can be movies, can be sports, whatever it is. Jack, give us a notable finale.
Yeah, so I growing up, I watched Seinfeld sporadically. Like I knew a lot of the episodes, but never sat down, watched it start to finish. And all I ever heard was the finale was horrible, finale sucked, yada, yada, yada. So a couple years ago when it finally got on Netflix, me and Jill sat there and watched the entire series all the way through. I liked the finale.
I thought the Seinfeld finale was also good.
It was fine.
Yes.
It was. Like, how else did you want it? I don't know how you wanted it to end where you'd be happy with it. I thought it ended in a very Seinfeld way. I think the Seinfeld finale is a little overrated in how much people think it sucked.
So it's underrated in its appreciation.
It was fine. Okay. Fine finale.
Seinfeld, but I didn't expect that from Jack. Ike, a notable finale from you?
Notable finale.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So many to choose from. I'm going to go with a disappointing one for me.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the ending of the Martin series.
I do not remember how Martin ended.
Yeah, Martin was, the whole final season was damn near terrible.
Okay.
He and Gina, they had issues Tisha Campbell, I should say.
Yep.
Off screen.
Yep.
To where they weren't even filming together. So they were filming separate. That was
a couple.
Terrible. Yes, this is a married couple that was never in the same
room.
Scene
oh, wow.
With each other. And then they did this whole Martin's going out to California to be to try to be a TV host, that whole thing. It was just bad all the way around, man.
So notable in terms of it being bad that Martin's
just bad for a series that was so good throughout its entirety.
Sure.
Like for it to end the way that it ended, I thought it was just terrible.
So I'm going to go movies, and I'm going Saw X.
Saw X?
Yeah, so Saw, the horror franchise. And by the way, this shows our relationship. One of the first things my wife and I started doing, she loves the Saw movies. I had to catch up on all the Saw movies. And I actually don't do well. I like horror. I don't do well with gore. But I actually thought Saw X, the final Saw movie, was done very well. I thought it was a good way to wrap up they left it open, so I wonder if it's even going to be the final one. But it was supposed to be the final one. So I'm going Saw X as my notable finale.
Is that like the 10th one? Saw
yes.
X?
Yes.
Oh, God. I remember watching the earlier Saws.
They got
all the way to 10?
Dude, they are a tough watch, man.
Man.
If you don't like gore, I mean, I had to... in a couple of different movies, and one of the Saw ones, I get dizzy when it gets too gory.
Yeah.
I've had to walk out of theaters before.
Right.
And Saw is one that's, yes, Jack, it's happened twice. I've had to walk out of the theater.
Dizzy from watching a movie. It,
all the blood and
Dead Presidents.
That.
You remember the movie Dead Presidents?
Yeah.
I had to walk out of that because the war stuff in the beginning. Well. And I had to walk out of Prometheus. Yeah, I'm a coward. What do you want out of me?
Yeah.
Clip that. 215-592-94.
He will.
Yes. 215-592-94-94. Which Super Bowl team means more to you, 17 or 24? Next question today, based on the Friends finale. Give us a notable finale. Oh, Aaron and Mount Airy. Bronny leads us off. Bronny, you're on WIP.
I was so ready to give y'all the Chain Steph Curry number 31 jokes, but he disappointed me. But listen.
Yes.
Like, Spike, I got to call you out right quick.
Oh, no.
You just told Fritz, don't be that guy when he was talking about friends. Yet, 2 weeks ago, you were that guy when it came to The Wire, who everyone
says a lot about you, honestly.
Yeah, who everyone universally would say is the greatest HBO show. It's not the greatest show ever created.
Everyone universally doesn't say it's the greatest HBO show.
Well, what's over it?
The Sopranos?
The Sopranos, yeah. Oh,
okay.
It's a debate there. Yes, it's a debate.
People that watch The Wire watch The Sopranos for the most part. People that watch The Sopranos watch The Wire. Yep. They came on, I think Sopranos started like 2 years prior. So you watched them. Like, okay, boom, boom, boom. But Oz started it all. So you went from Oz to The Sopranos to The Wire. But The Friends is a sitcom. It's not even the greatest sitcom. It's maybe number 10 greatest sitcom. I'm probably being generous. So we're all in the game.
Jack, who never watched Friends, saying that Friends suck because people on the internet don't like it now.
Suck.
Because people are like, oh, Ross was a, you know, bad guy. Like, stop it. It's not real. You know?
And I didn't watch Friends, so I don't even have a real opinion.
I didn't watch Friends either. But look, I really feel my dad said, when the people at the game, it's just going to be me and him. But it wasn't just me and him. It was me, his wife, and my lady, right? We was there. It's just small, but the one we lost 2 years prior, I had all my kids there. My sister was there. My other sister, it was a couple. He had a party, and we lost. So that's why he said we're not going to do that. We're going to do it in 2017. So I don't really pick either or, but 2017 ended so much suffering for me because of growing up with all these nut-ass Cowboys fans in my city. It got the stench off me. And so that we got five, y'all got zero. It meant nothing to me. Because the ones I grow with, bro, we were 9-10 the last time y'all won anything. I don't care. So majority of your life, y'all haven't won nothing. So 2017 meant everything to me. This past year, it just, like I said, solidify who we are. Because I truly anticipate us going back to back. I don't see no team better than us in the NFL right now. So we're gonna become Patriots fans, if you ask me. We're gonna become spoiled. I truly believe that. Mm-hmm. So 2017, it just holds that special place in my heart. And we know why Spike's always gonna love 2017 because it's Nick Foles' agenda.
I don't have a Nick Foles agenda.
I don't have a Nick Foles agenda.
What is my Nick Foles agenda? Aside from
anti-Wentz.
The Philly special is the best. No, it's not.
Well, of course it is.
Of course it's not.
Of course it is.
The strip sack was the monumental play of that game.
Oh, you know what I love doing, Aaron? I love walking outside of the link and looking at the strip sack statue outside of it.
Come on, makes more sense.
Statue there?
But there isn't.
We talk about pandering. That statue's pandering. We know the biggest play of that game. But the Philly statue is just like what's that word I call it? It's like, damn. What's that word I'm thinking about?
Which one?
It gets people just, you know, it just makes people feel good. You know, I guess it is, because strip sack is like, we exhaled with the strip sack. We got elated with the,
as Doug Peterson said yesterday, the strip sack led to a field goal, whereas the Philly special led to a touchdown.
No, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Come on, our backup quarterback catching a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl?
No. We use the backup term too loosely. He was a backup on that team, but he was a starter for many years in the NFL. We used the backup term a little too loosely.
Nick Foles was a what?
Oh, he was a starter.
I think he's a star.
No, he said starter.
No, okay. Starter's hurt.
Okay. He was the backup on the team. Will we stop it? LTBB people are insane.
But we act like he's Ty Detmer. We act like he's Coy Detmer. We act like he's my man, Jay Steeler. You know,
he's better than the average backup quarterback.
Sure, but, yeah, I guess.
Because 4 years prior, we was all, 25-2. Like, come on, we go for
27-2.
Like,
oh, get it right, yeah.
27-2, he's a backup quarterback. No, he was just a backup for that team. And we all, and then 99% of the states other than Ike wanted him to be the starter the following year. So was he really a backup?
Yes, he was a backup. I can't believe that now it's Nick Foles erasure. Now he wasn't actually a backup.
He wasn't.
He didn't play well anywhere but here.
He's in the prime of his career.
He wasn't in the prime of his
yes,
career.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
In 17?
He was not in the prime of his career.
He was 28.
He was
29.
But it was not the prime of his career.
What would you say the prime of his career is supposed to be then?
The prime of his career was the chip year, the 27-2. That was the prime of his young Foles. It was still his prime.
But he's still in his prime. It's like some washed up Joe Flacco coming in here.
He was a backup. He never had a good season with another team in the NFL.
That's true.
Come on, yeah, well, you guys.
And another one of Spike's agenda.
Oh, here we go.
Is the best quarterback QB ever saw was Mike Vick. Like,
yeah, ridiculous. Another
why is
ridiculous.
That an agenda? It's not an agenda.
You know that's not the best quarterback season you've ever seen.
Eagle season I've ever seen? Absolutely.
Yes, it's better. Not, it's not even close to wins.
It's not even close to wins.
It sure is.
It's either Carson or McNabb in 04. Those are the two best quarterbacks in Eagles history. Yes. I'm not going back to the day when you could throw 50 interceptions and no one cared. I don't care about that. No disrespect to Ray Diddy. But
all right.
It's either McNabb or Carson who has the two best quarterback seasons in Eagles history.
Not me. All right. Do you have a next question answer, even though you started with friends? Do you have a next question, a notable finale?
Notable to me, I like the finale of Breaking Bad. I thought it had a very – and a lot of people didn't like it, but I thought it had a very good finale, and it tied into Better Call Saul.
What was the show? Better Get Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Which I believe is right up there with Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul is.
Better Call Saul is boring.
I never did get into Better Call Saul.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. Thank you for the call, Aaron.
Yeah, I never did get into it.
We were talking about Breaking Bad when we were talking about next question beforehand. The real great episode of Breaking Bad was the next to last episode of Breaking Bad. I think that one won an Emmy or something.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody loved the finale of Breaking Bad. I think they loved the episode
before
the finale.
That was almost the ending of the finale.
Yes. It was like the PS. It was like the postscript of the finale. All right. 215-592-9494 on the heels of BG Day, talking about which team means more to you, the 2017 team or 2024. The only reason I bring it up is because Brandon won both, and it seemed like most of what we were talking about yesterday was 17. Coming up next, Todd McShay, NFL draft expert. We had him on right before the draft, gave his sort of headlines of what he thought of the Eagles draft, and we respect Todd McShay's opinion, so we'll get to that
Todd,
next.
Todd. That's Mel Kiper.
Oh.
Ike fought the whole time we had Todd McShay on. He was fighting himself the entire time about saying, Todd.
So true.
You'll hear from Todd McShay next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.